Going to Mara?
Or we plan to.
Mm-hmm. Or if you are going, you say we are going.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very difficult to guess. I think we have enough time for just about these two more. And I think that would be plenty for tonight, don't we? Because this gets very tiring.
Be your own boss, I don't care. I won't go to bed anyhow. If Mom had stayed here, we could have doubled up on you. I could have...
Yeah, that's true, but...
I don't know why she took off.
That
wouldn't hardly work, though, would it?
No.
No, I
that
don't
happened
know.
At, that happens at Pendleton. I found a man that agreed to help me, and he was just the kind of person I wanted, you see. But his wife was not the kind of person I wanted.
Oh.
And they did work together. I mean, they were very, very nice about it and everything. But his wife is the kind of person who talks a great deal. No, thank you. I'll have one of these. His wife talked a great deal, and he was a very quiet man. So I wanted to hear him talk, but she talked all the time. Here, I did. But, what about your wife?
She's...
Is she from Delphi?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she born right up here on the first house right up there on the second street. As you're going back to town on Cross Street, 7 Cross Street. You pass the store and the filling station on this side, and then there's a street there on this side of the filling station, you know. And then on the other side, there's a cross street there across the state road, and she was born right there in that house.
Mm-hmm.
That's where she was born.
May I ask how old she is, more or less?
Let's see, she's 60... I'm 67.
Mm-hmm.
She's 67.
Oh, then she would be perfectly all right, too. Yes. She would be perfectly all right to look at this. So, mm-hmm. But you see, in the case of the people over in Pendleton, the man was the right age, but his wife was quite a bit younger than he.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but she had spent most of her life in Indianapolis, where he had spent most of his in Pendleton, you see. So that she was not... I didn't want her at all. But I couldn't say very much because they were being very nice about helping me.
Yeah.
So, well, but in the case of your wife, she would be perfectly all right also because she was born and raised here.
She might not know as many answers as me on this back stuff as far as that's concerned because she... Well, you know, a woman... they always work in different places than men, you know. Well, we... haven't had very many over the dish racket there for a woman, you know. Now, she could have beat me on that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You have a point there. Mm-hmm. By the way, what is, if your wife is like my mother, what does she wear over the front of her dress most
apron.
Of the day?
Apron.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you call, something that you put over your shirt?
A jacket?
Yeah,
or a sweater? A sweatshirt?
Well, heavier than a sweatshirt or a sweater.
Coat?
Mm-hmm.
Coat?